This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Korzenowski in for Chad Hartman here at 830-WCCO. We were talking right before the break that Jack Smith, who was the former special counsel who was prosecuting Trump both for the election interference as well as the documents that were not properly stored in Mar-a-Lago, in which he was was indicted on those. And before they went to trial, he became president. And for some reason, those just went away. I guess I don't understand that. I still don't understand why, because you are elected president, that all of a sudden there are crimes that you are accused of committing that they just go away. I read a story the other day in the paper where some leader of some other country in Honduras or something, not Honduras, but I forget where it was, committed all sorts of fraud. And they threw him in jail. So I guess it can be done in other countries. I mean, I don't think because you're president, if you are properly tried and convicted, that you should be above the law. But the Supreme Court has basically said that this version of the Supreme Court has said you can. And so now, because of that, the House Judiciary Committee, which is led by Trump crony Ohio Rep. Jim Jordan on Wednesday, grilled Jack Smith for more than 8 hours because they are going to indict him for prosecuting somebody who at that time was not president. He was a former president, but he was a president. I mean, so it just seems ridiculous to me that you know, here is a bunch of people that have seen what Trump does. Trump breaks the law all the time. It's what he does. And we just let him get away with it. And I guess I don't understand why, but I'll tell you one guy who doesn't is Jack Smith. And he said, he has to show up. Two, he's going to show up. Because he's going to defend himself, and he said, "Let's make him public." And the Republicans said, "No,
no, we don't want you that."
No, because Jack Smith can take the BS thrown by. And look, this happens on both sides of the aisle. When the Democrats have somebody they don't like, and they don't ask them questions, right? They lecture them and
grandstand,
grandstand. That's been going on forever and ever and ever. Amen. And that goes on, but that ain't going to derail Jack Smith. So. They released the transcript, and there is some video of it as well. It's a 255-page transcript of more than 8 hours of video. Trump sought to testify publicly, as I said, but his request was denied by Republicans on the Judiciary Committee. In the deposition, a confident, candid, and straight-to-the-point Smith described in great detail why he believed he had enough evidence to not only try but convict President Donald Trump of conspiracy to obstruct the certification of electoral votes on the January 6, 2021, along with other criminal charges against him in Washington, D.C. and Florida. During his opening statement, Smith told lawmakers that his team, quote, found proof beyond a reasonable doubt that Trump engaged in a criminal scheme to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Smith also testified that Trump repeatedly tried to obstruct justice in the classified documents case, as previously reported by NBC News. The judiciary, led by Jim Jordan, the top Trump ally, was doing. But one of the indictments alleged that Trump improperly stored classified documents after he left office, while the second alleged that he interfered in the 2020 presidential election by spreading false claims about a voter fraud. Now, we also know that a lot of other presidents, by the way, including Biden, you know, didn't handle documents correctly. But you know what Biden did? He cooperated and he sent them the documents. You know what Trump did? He tried to hide them. I mean, Trump was not cooperating with them when they did it. We all know, you know, Trump took something that maybe wasn't that serious, and then he does what he always does. He hid it and it didn't. So that was another thing. But at one point, Smith was asked whether Trump's false statements about the 2020 election were protected by the First Amendment. He said, absolutely not. And here's his answer. He says, there is no historical analog for what President Trump did in this case. As we said in the indictment, he was free to say that he thought we won the election, Smith said. He was even free to say falsely that he won the election. But what he was not free to do was violate federal law and use knowingly false statements about election fraud to target a lawful government function. Smith told lawmakers multiple times that he could prove Trump knew the claims he was making about election fraud were false. When he was told that a fraud claim wasn't true, he didn't stop making it. We know that. Rudy Giuliani got, I think, pled guilty. Did he plead guilty? I don't know. But a lot of those guys were charged with also, you know, where they were coming in and they got false electors to show up. I mean, we know what it was. I mean, it was a myriad, went to numerous courts. The courts all threw it out. But for some reason, because Trump became president, these things just got thrown away. And now they're going to try to indict Jack Smith. Good luck.
Yeah, I think Jack's going to do okay.
I think Jack will do
okay. He is not somebody that I want coming after me on anything. Not only because he's a good lawyer, but he's got a face of a guy who's going to take you down in a bar fight, too.
He kind of...
with the beard.
He kind of looks like Abraham Lincoln in a way. Kind of like this...
A little bit.
Beard. He's kind of got a grizzled looking face.
Kind of tall and thin, a little wiry, but man, that guy's good. He's good. And just, you know, watching some of the clips of the deposition he came prepared. He came ready, and as you said, he wasn't going to take the BS.
He has the facts. No, it never got to go to trial. So, you know, he's not convicted of these things. He was indicted. He wasn't convicted because it didn't go to trial. But he said, I wanted to have an opportunity to go to trial and prove it. And you know what? Trump would have had the opportunity to defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump, you know, I guess for the good of the country, we just let a guy get away with it. I guess I don't get that. I mean, look, I get that the documents case is, I don't know, you should throw a guy in jail forever for that. I mean, unless you could legitimately prove that somebody got a hold of those documents and it created a problem. Trump believes those documents are his, and he was squirreled them away, and he's probably showing it to his buddies. That's a crime, technically, right? I mean, and fine. I mean, you could, but running around and trying to and involving himself with the counting of votes and accusing states and people of not counting the votes right when he had no basis for doing it after he was told that you can't, that's not true. It wasn't proven. In fact, the only real things, every now and again you hear stories about a Republican that was doing something with the machines.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ironic thing. I mean, I don't think that there's been any evidence that any Democrat ever messed with those machines ever. Now, maybe there's one or two here. I don't know. But nothing's ever been proven.
Nothing. So, I mean, whether it's Republican or Democrat, it's never been widespread.
No.
But we have, of course, you know, the audio of the calls from Trump down to Georgia saying, I need a few thousand more votes. Come on, let's go here, people. You got to do this for me.
I remember filling in on another station the day that Trump had the beautiful phone call.
Perfect.
With Zelensky.
Perfect call.
With Zelensky. And I said, how can this not be an impeachable offense? I said, really? I mean, just listen to what he's doing. He's completely, like, again, somebody earlier said he's the CEO. Trump acts like he's the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. You can't do that. We had someone earlier that said Tim Walz is the CEO of Minnesota. No, he's not. He runs the executive branch. He doesn't run the legislative branch, and he doesn't represent the legislative branch or the judiciary. Trump thinks he does everything.
Well, because he kind of does.
He kind of does.
Let's be honest. Right now, he runs the legislative branch as well.
And the judiciary.
Yeah.
I mean, he's running it like he controls all this stuff.
Whether they're afraid of him or just unwilling to stand up.
And the Supreme Court is letting him. Now, they're not letting him do everything. It's recently they've said you can't bring National Guards to a couple of cities. Mm-hmm. But the things he's asked to do, they've either said yes, or when they were stopped at a lower court with an injunction, the Supreme Court has said, no, we're going to lift the injunction and we'll wait till you have a trial on it. I mean, that's a thing. They got temporary relief to say, oh, you've got to, you can't fire those people now. And which would seem to me that one of the things when you're trying to get an injunction, which is a ruling by the court to stop something before you determine whether it's right or wrong, is if there's something called irreparable harm that can't ever be made up for. An example would be if you have a tree you're trying to protect and someone cuts it down. Once it's cut down, it's irreparable harm. Money doesn't make up, the tree's gone. Here, if you're firing people from their jobs, it would seem that's irreparable harm, because how are you ever going to get them back? And so the Supreme Court has said, nope, the injunction doesn't stand. We're going to wait till we have a trial. We don't have a trial yet, because it takes years to get trials on these things. So he's gotten the support of the Supreme Court to do a lot of this stuff. So, he's doing whatever he wants, I guess. Speaking of which, we're going to come back. We're not done with Trump yet, because it's my favorite thing to do on the Hartman Show. What's up with Trump? What's up with Trump?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Yeah, we were just talking during the break that the talk and text line, when I go after Trump, it's about 50-50. It's just like the country. Yeah, you know, we see that the elections are pretty close. That it's but there are things about Trump that I can actually say humor me, and that I find interesting, and not in a harmful way. And the obsession he has with his health is one of them. And
he's been playing defense on that for a while.
Well, he's 79.
Yes, he is.
Okay, nobody that's 79 is completely healthy. I mean, you're not like you're 35, but he acts like he is. But I got to say, you know, he's 79. I mean, he's still moving around pretty good. I mean, is he old? Sure, he is. You know, and is it ridiculous that a lot of the things he criticized Biden for, when he does it, he acts like it's like, oh, I'm just, my dad used to say when he would fall asleep on the couch, and I'm 65 years old. Guess what? I fall asleep on the couch all the time. I mean, it's just, you're going to do it. Have a cocktail, you're asleep. You know, it's just so, mm-hmm. I've now learned that I go to bed, so I fall asleep in bed much so way earlier. So, I mean, that's part of being old. But my dad used to say, I'm resting my eyes. Trump said, I'm just blinking.
It's a long blink.
It's a long blink.
They took the photo
true.
At just the wrong time.
Which is true. I mean, it could be a blink. But Trump, 79, he's the oldest man to assume the presidency, is showing signs of aging in public and private. This is out of the Wall Street Journal, according to people close to him. Yet he has at times eschewed the advice of doctors and scoffed at the medical community's widely accepted health recommendations, relying instead on what he calls his good genetics, which... You got to give it to him, because when you hear what he eats and what he does, that he's still with us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is like a different. I mean, he's like Keith Richards, now in a different way, But Keith Richards, you know, drank. I don't know if Keith Richards has quit drinking, quit doing drugs, but quit smoking. I don't know if he's still doing those things. But for years, he did all those things, right? And he's still alive, and he's in his 80s.
Yeah.
And Trump has not taken drugs at all. Not that we know of.
Not a drinker.
Some people say he's on drugs, but he's not a drinker. And then he does some other crazy things, too. He says, I got to go down. There was a podcast interview with Republican National Committee Chairman Joe Gruters, in which he talked about his eating habits, Trump's eating habits. He goes, Gruters recalled that Trump had, quote, hot fries waiting for him from McDonald's. Okay. Then he had a filet of fish. Gotta like that.
Filet of fish.
A quarter.
Don, do better than
fish. Oh, no. I used to love the filet of fish.
No.
Yes.
No, it's never been good.
Oh,
not
yes.
even during Lent.
Yes. I
order anytime not during Lent, and they look at you like, really? What are you doing?
A filet of fish, a quarter pounder, and a Big Mac. At one sitting. Even more startling, the RNC chair said, he says, I don't find this more startling. He said, I think he combined two of them. What's wrong with that? So you maybe take the fish and put it on into the Big Mac and eat it all together?
Well, I could see putting the quarter pounder with the Big Mac, having an extra patty on there, but don't mix the fish with the beef.
Not nearly as startling as ordering a filet of fish, a quarter pounder, and a Big Mac.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
And the fries.
And the fries. The high-calorie order aligns with another of Trump account of Trump's love for McDonald's, which can be found in Let Trump Be Trump, a 2017 book written by two of the president's former aides, David Bossie and Corey Lewandowski. In their book, Bossie and Lewandowski recount Trump ordering two Big Macs, two filet of fish, and a chocolate malt. And added, on Trump Force One, there were four major food groups, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, pizza, and Diet Coke.
Who was, during his first term, who was the national championship? I think it was college football team that showed up at the White House, and he had the giant fast food buffet out there.
Look.
I thought that was hilarious. People were ripping him for it. Like, hey, you know what? The kids probably love it.
I do like fast food. I do like fast food.
That's because it's delicious.
It is delicious. It is. And I've gotten in the habit when I'm doing a show here where I get up early, and I'm going in, then I stop and get a sausage McMuffin with egg. It's probably not good for me, but it's pretty good.
Go biscuit over McMuffin, please.
No. I don't like biscuit.
Oh, help yourself, Scott.
I do not like.
The English muffin is, I don't know how America decided, you know what? England, you do muffins right. We need to make this part of our
own. I should do what instead of
go with the biscuit. The biscuit sandwich, not the
McMuffin. Doesn't that crumble and stuff?
I don't care. It's actually tasty.
I'm eating in the cards. Now, he's got some other things that he does as well, too. He takes aspirin every day.
A lot of aspirin.
No, I take aspirin every day, but mm-hmm. I take those little 81 gram of aspirin because, you know, it keeps your blood thin. I've taken statins, right? I'm a 65-year-old guy with a family history of heart disease, right? So I've taken those things, right?
Sure.
But it's just those little 81 gram things. He's taking the full load, 345 gram ones every day.
Well, what's the reason?
Well,
he also says,
I think, he goes, I don't want that thick blood.
I like going thin. I like it thin.
I don't like the thick blood going in. I never want it thin. You know, that's not a bad idea. I mean, but other bad things can happen to you.
Others might say, actually, it is a bad idea for these reasons.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. So he does it for superstition. And he says that he doesn't like working out. Shocking, right?
Can't tell.
And he likes to get his exercise playing golf. Of course, he rides a cart. I play a lot of golf. I walk probably 90% of the time. That's really good exercise. I mean, you walk like, I don't know, 18,000 steps or something.
Oh, you're doing a bunch of miles.
Yeah, probably four or five miles, probably uphills and stuff, and you don't even know you're doing it. It's great.
Yeah.
But there is studies that show even when you ride a cart, you're getting some exercise. I mean, he's walking around, he's doing some other stuff. So Trump did that. So that's what he does. One other thing, I was going to talk about the child care, the cutting off of child care support from the feds because of what's gone on in Minnesota. And Amanda Schillinger, who's a child care center director in Minnesota, she says, fraud is never acceptable, but cutting off child care funding to everyone in the state is not the answer, and it's not acceptable. She says that her child care, 75% of the children it cares for, receive government help for the child care. So you know what? Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Let's go and go after the people that are doing it, but not just taking away the funding from people that need it. So that's a sad part. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the college football playoffs, which were outstanding this week, and some interesting storylines going around there, including one Lane Kiffin and how he's getting paid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.